Festival du cinéma espagnol de Nantes.
Hello and welcome to EE Radio Nantes, where I'm currently joined by the very talented Spanish director Fernando Trueba, who has come all the way to Nantes to celebrate the Spanish Film Festival, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. Hello, Fernando. How are you doing today?
Fine. I love to be in Nantes, and usually is what people say when they are in a town for a festival. No, I am very happy to be here. I really am in Nantes. It's a long friendship story with this festival and with this town, and every time I'm here again, it's like continuing this love story, no, with this festival.
Especially, what's so impressive and what I didn't know is that you actually speak French as well, and quite fluently.
My French is a bit better than my English. My English needs a lot of work yet, but. With French, je me débrouille, as the French say.
Okay, well, it's the first time that you're in Nantes for the festival, and you've just had a talk about French image in Spanish cinema. How was that for you?
It's curious, because just before the conversation with Carlos Saura, and I was asking, how can we talk about that? There's no image of France in Spanish cinema, no? So I found the subject was quite inexistent. But then the conversation take more about the particular relationship that we had with France, Carlos Saura and myself, on in which ways French culture influences us or what relationship we have with the French culture. No. So this is different, because in Carlos Saura's case, he has been very respected in this country. They really discovered him for the out of Spain, no? French critics and audiences were the first to make of Saura a big name in European cinema. And in my case, it's different, because I've been very attached to French culture and French language all my life, to cinema, music, literature, and I'm very Francophile, no? Really. It's for me the 18th century in France, what they call the Le siècle des Lumières, all this period of Diderot, Voltaire. Diderot is my superhero. No? I always revere the figure of Diderot. Sometimes I think I know him, no, personally, because I enjoy so much reading him, or reading about him, or biographies, or letters, whatever. Diderot is like. It's like a model, no, if I can say, or I don't know what, but it's really one of my big heroes in my life. No?
Well, we've just talked about the relationship between France and Spain. Do you think that France is underrepresented in cinema abroad?
No, French cinema has been very well known always Spain, in the United States, in Germany, in England. So, because it's a very big thing, French cinema, no? So it's like American cinema or Italian cinema. I think these three, even more than English cinema, British cinema, who has been very important. But I think if you have to say three cinemas that had marked the century are American, French, and Italian movies, no, more than anyone else. Then after that, maybe England and German cinema, especially in the silent years, no. French cinema is very well known everywhere. La Nouvelle Vague, but also the cinema from the 30s, no, the Front Populaire French cinema. You know, it's quite important French cinema for everyone.
It is true that every country has its own identity. In this Spanish festival, have you seen one particular film that's really impressed you?
No, I haven't seen anything, because since I'm here, I'm doing our presentations or conversation or interviews or lunch or dinners or the concert. The other day, the concert that I had to I did a presentation of the music, Spanish music concert. So I couldn't find time for watching a movie. And there are some movies that I would have liked to watch here, but I don't know if I'm going to see anything before I leave.
Well, I'm sure you can see them in Spain as well.
yeah, when you're in Spain, you are working, and yeah. But I still go to the cinemas, a lot. No?
Well, speaking of working, I heard that you recently signed onto the film La Reina de España with Miss Penelope Cruz. That's exciting. Have you started pre-production for that?
We just started. I gave them the screenplay 2 weeks ago. So they were asking for the screenplay for months and months, and I was saying, next week, and I was rewriting or changing or adding or cutting something. And finally, I give it to the production, and now we are starting the financing, to set the whole thing, no? I hope, I cross my fingers that we will find the money and everything, and we can start shooting in January. That's the idea, no? I hope we can make it.
Sounds very exciting. And for our final question, I was just wondering, well, a couple more questions. Obviously, your brother is a very good director as well. Do you ever compete with each other, or is the friendship more helping each other out on films?
Not at all. I love him. I love his work as a director. I love his work as a writer. And now my son has finished his third movie, too. And maybe it's not usual to say I admire my son. I admire him a lot. You know, it's so moving every time I saw one of his movies, no? It's like, and my brother, what can you say? I think my brother is the most intelligent guy in Spain, that I know at least, no? So, but I remember he's 15 years younger than I. So I left home when he was 4 years old. And it's very curious, but the day that he gave me to read his first novel, I was amazed. I didn't know he had written a novel. It was not yet published, no? And I remember reading it and crying my eyes out, no? It was so moving, no? That not only the novel that was very moving, very funny, but very touching, but then the fact also that my youngest brother has written a novel that was moving enough, but then the novel was beautiful. So I don't compete with them. I love them. I only compete with myself.
Are you quite self-critical?
No, I don't waste time analyzing my work. No, I try to do every time the best work I can do. I concentrate on my next movie. I never watch the movies I already done.
Really?
No.
It's not like, even at the premieres?
No. In the premieres, I go to the bar who is closest to the theater during the screening. So I'm at the beginning to say hello, and I'm at the end to listen what they, if someone was to tell anything, but I don't sit through the movie, no? Because I think it's very weird doing that, no? It's like looking at yourself in the mirror for 2 hours, no? It's, I've never done that in my life, and I hope I'll never do it.
Okay, well, final question. In your last film, El Artista y la Modela, which was in French, of course, did you find it different working with French actors than working with Spanish actors?
No, it's the same. I've worked with American actors, with French actors, with actors from Chile, with actors from many Argentinian actors, and all people is the same. All people is the same. I don't believe in nationalities. I, you know, it's like when people ask me about Spanish cinema, and I say, what they mean? I can talk about a movie, but I don't. It's like when you have a friend, you don't look at his passport.
Yeah.
You just like him. You don't care if he's from here or there. No? So in art, nationality don't exist. Art is always, you know, it's the opposite. It's because even if you haven't been in some country, you know this country because of the movies that you saw, and you have a feeling that you know something, that you've almost been there, no? For watching movies. So that's one of the greatest things about cinema, no? That it's like a magic window, no? That you, like Peter Pan, you go flying,
yeah,
no? Into another culture, into another language, another reality, and that's the magic of it, no? Nationality is the opposite of magic, no? It's that some moron has made a line on the floor, no? And they pretend from here to there is Mexico and from here to there is United States. And I say, where is the line? No?
It's true. Sometimes there's just too much emphasis on stereotypes. But anyway, that's the end of the interview. Thank you very much for talking to us today, Fernando.
Thank you.